The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Discover hope and healing from the other side. Welcome to Messages of Hope with Suzanne Giesman.
Listen, they're all around you, close as a thought or a memory. Messages of Hope.
Hi, everybody. I am coming to you live from the Villages, Florida. And from those of you who say, I thought you moved from Florida, I did. We have begun our six-month tour on the road, and we have begun it here in the Villages, back at home again. In fact, I'm calling into the radio station from my wonderful friend and assistant Bev's house. We are in the midst of hosting Mavis Patilla, teaching a class in mediumship all week, and it's such a joy to be with Mavis, especially because the book Droplets of God, which I wrote about Mavis's life, just came out a couple weeks ago, and what fun to sit at a table and do book signings with Mavis. I just love her to pieces, and those of you who have read the book understand why now. So I had the honor Sunday night of doing a demonstration of mediumship with Mavis in front of 300 of my closest friends. And I understand now what our dear friend Brenda Bowman Baker felt like when she announced to the world, I'm free, I'm free. She went around saying that after she worked through her human blockages. And I'm going to be straight up honest with all of you. I may be a medium, but my biggest block was fear of failure when doing public demonstrations of mediumship, which led to some nasty stage fright beforehand. Just didn't want to do it. But I've demonstrated with Mavis 3 years in a row now, and it's been quite the journey to watch how I drag myself up there just to serve the spirit world, because I know that's the mission. And this year was the first time there was no fear whatsoever, just a total trust in the spirit world. And Brenda, across the veil, I want to tell you, I am free. And I just want to give encouragement to all of you who have anything that's holding you back from living your dreams without any hesitation. It's possible for all of us. Just keep asking your guides to help show you what it is that's blocking you and how to get around it. There's no limit to what we can do. So my guest today is Deborah Martin. It's her second time on the show when she reached out to me to share that she has a new book coming out called Proof of Miracles. It was like, we got to get you back on the show. So, Deborah, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored and excited to be on the show today.
Well, you're not the only one who's excited, because when I announced it on my Facebook page, oh, enthusiastic response. And a big shout out to Lynn and Jeff Holohan, who I think are your number one fans. They are in my book still right here, and you and I both are part of the Mutual Admiration Society for them.
Yes, aren't they? They're just the best. I love them to pieces.
Indeed. For those of you who weren't able to listen to our first show with Deborah, she's a research certified medium. We're going to ask her what that means, and an intuitive healer. So today's just going to be an awesome conversation about mediumship, about healing, but also a discussion of how our loved ones guide us from across the veil. And are your thoughts completely your own? Now, as a medium, I know the answers to these, but it's just going to be fun to discuss it with Deborah. So, Deborah, how did you become research certified? Tell everybody what that means.
Well, research certified means I went through a rigorous 9-step program with Dr. Gary Schwartz and Dr. Julie Beischel at the Human Energy Lab in Tucson, Arizona, at the U of A. And it was, you can read about it at thewindbridge.org. And what it was 9 steps of quadruple blind. So there's no way that we could have deciphered or picked up on anybody else's energy. It was a program that if we were getting spirit, it was being shown. And so it was a tough process to get through. And you know, going through testing like that, all you can do, like you being having fear going up on stage. I think we all have that. And that's what it was like, okay, here I'm going to deliver what I received, hand it off, you know, to someone that I don't know. You just, because basically you're sitting with a loved one that they give you just a name of, and you have to come up with all these questions about them and how they passed and the age, descriptions, personality, all of that, and submit it. And, you know, you're just like, okay, is this real? But it did, you know, getting that certification and going through that process, it gave me the confidence, right? The confidence to say, okay, this is real. These are real personalities coming through. And it gave me the confidence to walk through to do the mission with my mediumship.
I love it. Yeah, it's nothing greater than serving those across the veil and those here and showing everybody that, just like you say, this is real. They're still people and they want us to know that they're still here. So in our last show, we talked about Brenda, who came to you for a healing. I don't recall how much we talked about, but why don't you recap what happened with Brenda's healing? Because I believe some miracles have transpired since that and since that last show. And also, Brenda's now showing up to you from across the veil. Isn't that right?
Yes, and you spoke about her, and I get teary-eyed, and I got the chills that ran through me. So I know she's here with you and I right now, and I'm just so honored to feel her. And each and every time she appears, I feel that way. She has come in such miraculous ways. So in her healing session, I didn't want to know anything that was wrong with her, but I was told that she had cancer and that she was quite, you know, far along with it. But there's so many levels of healing that can take place, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Now, I don't see people in person. I do them remotely. So I asked her to send me her picture. And when she did, then she's sitting in her space. She can be in another country. She can just be in her, wherever she is comfortable, that's where she's going to be. And then I'm in my space. And so when I do the healing, I lay down on a healing table and I place her picture on my body and I become her proxy. And at that time, I'm able to see on the body what's going on, to hear, because I use my mediumship in my healing work, to hear spirit speak to me, you know, why she's holding this, where the root problem is. But with Brenda, I was feeling like I had to throw up bile during her session. And I've got really ill, like, oh, just hold on, you know, this is actually happening. And to find out afterwards, when the session's over, I email the audio to that person. And then she listened to it. At the very same time that I was saying I was feeling that I had to throw up bile, Brenda was too. But not only was she feeling it, she was throwing up.
Yeah. So, and she had bile duct cancer.
And she had bile duct cancer. So you see, there's no miracle number one. A lot of her toxins were released where she was able to feel back to normal. She felt like she, you know, had life. She had hope. She was herself again. And, you know, when you go through a process like that, that's the one thing you lose, your normalcy. You know, you're going through all these treatments and you don't get to be normal. You don't get to go do the normal things in life. And she got to do that. That's a miracle too. Now, when she passed, that's not what my intention was. My intention was that everybody received the miracle that they deserve. And I wanted a miracle in the way that I wanted it, is that she'd be healed fully and be here. But that's not how they always are. Miracles come in so many different forms. And she was released of something that she held on to from when she was a child. In fact, her story is in Proof of Miracles. Her best friend wrote the chapter, and it tells everything that she went through and how she healed. It's just a beautiful story. And so then she came to me afterwards, and I was so touched that she wanted to talk to me. And she said she thanked me for the healing, that she was doing well, but she also gave me a lot of grief. Like, she's like, oh, so Deborah, you know, you want to take your healings to another level, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I do. And she's like, okay, well, then you got to hire someone. And I'm like, well, yeah, I will. And she's like, well, you can't do that unless you do. And I'm like, yeah. And I was dragging my feet. And she's like, you know, she's right. She's pushing and pushing and pushing me. And that's how you know when spirit's like pushing you, you have that nudge. And I'm like, yeah, well, oh, yeah, we'll see. Well, just call my friend. She'll know who to put you with. Well, you know, I let her friend know.
Well, we can talk about Lynette. It. She's listening right now, and we've got to talk about Lynette because Brenda would have a fit if we didn't give a shout out to our beloved Lynette.
So
hi, Lynette, friend.
You're our dear, dear friend now. And she told me, she's like, you know, she'll be your really good friend. And I'm like, oh, we can't have enough good friends in our life in my circle. So, yes, I love Lynette. And so I shared with her what Brenda had said, and she's like, yeah, I can see that Brenda would do that. She was really good at organizing and putting things together. And so she goes, yeah, I know of someone. And I go, all right, well, you know, I'll contact her in time. Well, her name is Valerie, and Valerie happened to be reading my book Soul to Soul, and I had a chapter on pets. Well, Valerie emailed me out of nowhere and was telling me how much she liked my pet story. And I'm thinking, oh, ha ha, Brenda. Brenda's laughing at the other side. Made Valerie email me like, the time is now. Now I have to reach back.
And yeah, you say out of nowhere, but this is one of those things where the thoughts are put in someone's head. So it's being aware of the timing of those things that turns it into magic.
Exactly. And you can kind of look back at the synchronicities and how they all lined up. But Valerie didn't know at the time that she was feeling pushed, but when she heard the story, she knew, okay, Brenda was working through all of us to make it happen. And I couldn't be more blessed to have Valerie working with me. She's just a dear angel here on earth. And
she is, because I know Valerie Brenda too. And it's just amazing to know all these beautiful, beautiful souls. And I know we're all part of one big soul family.
Yeah, we're all connected. And so, yes, that's how I say. So with Brenda's too, I just want to let you know, like, in healings, I don't want to know anything that's wrong with you. And you don't have to believe to receive. It can be any religion. I do people all over the world with all different faiths. And it can heal you, like I said, in so many ways. And with Brenda's, spiritual surgeons did come through. And she did have a conversation with our highest divine, which helped her release the one thing she was holding on so deeply since she was a child. And that allowed her to feel free when she transitioned. She let go of that garbage that she was holding on to.
Yeah, that's the major point, that she really did receive a healing, and that she was free, and you could feel it in her. And it's why she was able to communicate with so many of us immediately after her passing so clearly, and still does. So the point is, Brenda's still here, and we want to keep them here in physical form, but she's having a lot more fun, I think, flying around visiting everybody.
And she always tells me, like, she gets a lot more work done this way. So she has everybody's on their toes, I think.
No doubt. So you've done this beautiful job of marrying mediumship and healing. We don't see that too often. You're either a medium or you're a healer. Why don't you talk about how the two work in concert?
Sure, yes. Okay, so in my healings, I will use my mediumship, as loved ones may come into the room. In fact, I will say, when people want a reading, because I still do my readings, if you need a healing as well, let's combine them. So what I will do is I'll say, what's the relationship of your loved one? And I will ask that relationship to come through in that healing session. Now, sometimes I will see them enter the room where they'll show me themselves. I'll see their long hair, their beautiful smile, and I'll feel them and be able to bring the words that they want to say to their loved one. At the same time, their body will be worked on, and there'll be different places, and maybe it's the heart that needs to be healed, you know, from all the grief and the pain, or maybe there's something else going on in the body that needs to be touched on as well, so we can work and combine the two. And then there's times, and you'll read in my book, Proof of Miracles, how I take people on spiritual journeys. And what that means is a vision will come into my mind, and that vision, I speak, and I bring those people. It's like almost like a guided meditation, and they go to greet and meet their loved ones. And so what happens is there's been times where they'll feel their embrace. They'll smell them. They'll be able to hug them. There's a beautiful
story.
You're
talking about your client gets to have this reunion with their loved ones across the veil?
Correct. Correct. Thank you for making that clear. Yes, I'm taking the client to have their experience. And some people will say they felt like they had the out-of-body experience. And some people will say they just felt it, you know, they could feel their embrace, but they were feeling it in their mind. You know, their spirit to spirit was feeling it, but they didn't feel like they actually left their body. They were feeling it through what I was describing. And so it's really beautiful. Like one person said they could feel their son's embrace, and the other person will say, oh my gosh, I got to smell them. Or I could feel them standing right in front of them. I saw their face smiling at me. I knew they were okay. But in one instance, this was beautiful. This woman had this healing session, and she didn't tell me that she lost anyone. And so during her session, this little five-year-old boy showed up. And I'm like, okay, there's a little five-year-old boy here, and he just clung onto your leg, and he's calling you mommy. Now, I don't know if you lost a child at that time. I don't know if this is a child that might want to come here, but I'm just saying this is what I'm seeing. So I have to present it how I see. Mm-hmm. And he just kept calling mommy and hanging on to the leg and looking up. And he pointed out a necklace and said, the necklace, please tell my mommy thank you. Mm. So she emails me back and she says, oh my gosh, I didn't tell you I lost my son at age 5. And I wear his thumbprint on a necklace that he was talking about. And how healing is that? Here she didn't even expect it. And so
yeah.
That's what's
it's healing just
this.
To hear these stories. So for all of you listening, yeah. this is the way it works.
And that's why I put the proof in the miracles, like in the book, for people to really see and be validated by their words, be able to see that this is real. Read them. We have evidence and pictures, too, of actual healings. We have, and then to be able to show loved ones that came through from the other side, their pictures, their story. It's just, it's miraculous what's happening, and I just want to share it with everyone because I really feel, and you might too, Suzanne, that reading our readings and communicating with our loved ones, we're teaching others to have that direct connection. And
yes.
You know, this can open that connection for them to start receiving themselves.
That's the goal. Absolutely.
That is the goal, right? So that, you know, we can live happily continuing our life knowing that they're right there with us. They're not missing anything. Celebrate those birthdays. Enjoy knowing that they're with them, with you. And just, you know, raise your vibration by knowing that theirs is connected to yours.
Indeed. If you're joining us a little bit late, we're talking with medium and healer Deborah Martin, and that's Debra. Her website is goldenmiracles.com, and we're excited because her new book, Proof of Miracles, is due out in about, at the most, 3 days from now. This is, what is today, March 20-something. It doesn't matter. Keep checking her website or Amazon in the next couple of days because I know many of you listen to these programs in the archives. So by the time you listen, it should be out. In any case, Deborah, proof of miracles, that's a strong statement, isn't it? Proof.
It really is. It's proof, and they're all in these stories. And you will see how miracles come in so many forms, just like Brenda's. You know,
give us another example. Never... One of your favorites.
Oh, okay. Oh, one of my favorites. Oh, that's hard to pick. Well, you know, there's a woman. Okay, so we do group sessions too. And group sessions, you'd say, okay, how does that work? Well, mm-hmm. You know, we could have 11 people from all over the world holding hands at that same time. Our intention is that we're all going to receive a miracle. So it raises that vibration. Well, in her session, in the group session, I receive words that everyone needs to listen to. And each word you're supposed to own as yourself. And what was miraculous with this is I felt this rod going in my leg. And I was like, oh my gosh, this rod is going in my leg and it hurts so bad. Well, with her healing, she just had had a hip replacement and a rod go into her leg. And mm-hmm. so she was suffering with not being able to, you know, heal as fast as she could. And with this healing, not only did it heal emotionally, it healed physically. She was able to go back to work and to start exercising immediately after the session.
Whoa.
It was beautiful. And so I love hearing stories that are private sessions, but you know, with the group sessions, people are always like, are they still as strong as the private? Well, you know, you're not going to get the same. You're not going to get the one-on-one messages, but yes, they are. They are just as profound. And so, you know, I try to let people know that they can, I don't want them to think they can't participate, but that's why I do the group, that we can all join together and heal as one.
Well, let's talk about that, because I always try to listen to my guests from the viewpoint of one of the listeners. So if I'm new to healing and I hear about this woman that just suddenly is able to now take up exercise when before she was in pain, as when I first discovered that I could connect across the veil, my first question was, how is that possible? How does that work? So why don't you explain to those who are new to healing, how is that possible and how does that work?
Okay, so what happens is when I lay down, I am connecting to a frequency, an energy. And so each one of us has our own frequency, not one is the same. So I'll tap into your frequency. I will add my frequency and go to what I call God's frequency. It could be the source, higher connection. And when the three of us become one, that energy becomes so strong and palpable. I can feel it. I will feel everything in my body that is happening in somebody else's body that I don't know anything about. And it will be physically, spiritually, and emotionally. It goes to all levels in one session. And I will see spiritual surgeons come in and remove these. So that the energy becomes so strong. Like I said, it travels instantly. I did a lady from Shanghai, China. And by the time the session was finished, before I even sent it to her, she was already healed. And you look at them like, wow, that's across the world. But that's how energy travels. And so if you think about it, you know, we say prayers for people all around the world, right? And we don't have to, they don't need to know that we're saying their prayer. They don't have to necessarily be there when we say that prayer. But many times people receive and feel that prayer, that love, because it is all love. This comes all from love. And so that vibration energy that I'm tapping into is love, but it goes in and it heals sometimes instantaneously and sometimes it's a process. But I never know the outcome. That's the hardest thing. I give 100% of everything that I have. I do my part, but I have to remove my humanness aside and allow the process to take whatever is up for them. Like I don't, you know, whatever they're supposed to receive, they got that and more. But sometimes it's not what we think it is, just like Brenda. It's something else. It's a miracle happened in a different form. And that could be that they got to live longer, that they had a better quality of life, that they got the root problem, that they had a deeper connection now with faith. Or, you know, they did receive the healing, but it took time and they had to stand in their faith and trust the process. You know, that's the one thing I say, you have to do your end too. So some people, like I said, will heal instantly and they never believed and how come they got it right away. That's not for me to know. That's for the highest divine to decide who gets what when. But when somebody doesn't receive it right away and is told to stand in your faith, I had this man with a brain tumor, and he was told to stay in his faith for 6 months, and it was going to be a hard 6 months, but don't lose faith. Mm. And so faith to me is hope. You know, without hope, we
yes.
don't have anything. So you keep that hope. You keep that trust. Like, I am healing, and I am going to be healed. And my mantra is always, I'm healthy, I'm whole, I'm healed. I'm healthy, I'm whole, I'm healed. And I tell people, put those on sticky notes, because if we have them around our house and we see them, our brain starts to think, you know, our brain's an interesting tool. And if we get the brain to think, I'm healthy, I'm whole, I'm healed, without thinking it, but seeing it, and that's what it becomes, that helps as well in your process. So he did. He stood in his face, and he said it was hard. It was brutal. But when he had his open MRI and a closed MRI, his brain tumor was gone, and he had no treatment.
I'll bet that blew the doctors away.
Yeah, and 6 months to the day. He was told in his session it will be 6 months, and it was 6 months to the day. So, like I say, I have to remove all my outcomes and trust that each person will receive what it is that they need. And that is a lot of trust in the work that I do. If I didn't have the trust in what I was seeing and what I'm feeling and what I'm saying and sending it across the world, I mean, there's many times that I'll say, okay, you're wearing a kidney bag and you have a kidney dialysis and it's happening on your right side, and I'm sending it, you know, all the way to
going on
Australia.
Faith. Deborah, we're going to go on a break right now. Everybody come back and join us. We're talking to medium and healer Deborah Martin, and it's just fascinating. Plenty more when we come back.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. You're listening to Unity Online Radio. This programming is made possible through the generous donations of listeners like you. If you feel inspired by this programming, we invite you to contribute. Go to unityonlineradio.org and click on Donate to make your offering today. Thank you for your support.
Here's a Unity Mindful Moment with Eric Butterworth, taken from the live lecture, A Course in Practical Metaphysics.
Emily Cady, in her Lessons in Truth, makes a statement which I think we need to kind of think about a little bit. She says, God is not a being with qualities or attributes, but he is the good itself coming into expression as life, love, power, wisdom, etc. He is the good itself coming into expression as life, love, power, and wisdom. In other words, and this again is shattering to some of us, God is not loving. God is a loving God. God is not loving, because the moment we talk about God as loving, we've got the anthropomorphic Michelangelo like God sitting up in a crowd somewhere with his heart beaming out and say, oh, I love you all down there so you're so dearly, as long as you're good. But I'm not going to love you very much if you don't go to church and so forth. God is not loving. God is love.
To find out more about Eric Butterworth, visit unity.org.
Discover the path to wealth with Mae McCarthy, May 17th to 19th at the Art of Living Retreat Center in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Mae will share her 7-step daily practice to achieve goals in every area of your life, including your finances, career, and relationships. A best-selling author, angel investor, and entrepreneur, Mae has been building highly successful businesses for over 35 years. You can achieve your dreams. Go to artoflivingretreatcenter.org to find out more.
Join spiritual teacher and author Suzanne Giesman for a transformational retreat April 11th to the 14th at Unity Village in Kansas City.
The whole purpose of this retreat, 3 nights, 4 days of celebrating together, a group of kindred spirits gathered on these holy grounds to celebrate who we are, to realize, to feel it, to experience that we are sacred.
For more information on the Holy You Retreat, visit unity.org and click events.
Find the truth within yourself that heals, reveals, guides, and transforms. Tune in to Reverend Galen McDowell every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central for Truth Transforms. Take a deep dive into the practical aspects of New Thought teaching, starting with forgiveness, spiritual healing, prosperity, and more. Reverend McDowell welcomes some amazing guests, and topics can range from reincarnation to the Bible to science. Big plans to join the show here on UnityOnlineRadio.org.
Call now with your question or comment. 816-251-3555. That's 816-251-3555.
Welcome back. You're listening to Messages of Hope with Suzanne Giesemann.
Oh, we're having such a good conversation with Deborah Martin. Isn't she wonderful? She's beautiful on the outside just as much on the inside. And we have spent the first half hour talking about her healing work. She's no doubt miracles are happening through her. I know that all the healers are the first to admit that they don't perform the miracles. It's the source, God, working through the healer. But Deborah, let's shift gears now and talk more about our loved ones across the veil and the connection we have with them. You and I were talking about how our loved ones actually guide us from beyond. Why don't you take it away in that direction?
Okay, so I have a great story to tell you. Back when I wanted to reach out to Dr. Gary Schwartz, I was reading his book, The Afterlife Experiments, and I felt this push, you know, to read his another book, which was a chapter at the end of his book saying, read these several books he highlighted. And one was called The Afterlife Codes by Susie Smith. So I read her book, and I just had this strong feeling that I knew about these afterlife codes, and I needed to tell Gary Schwartz. So I reached out to him, and then I wanted to be tested by him. And I had all this stuff being pushed in my mind, and how is this going to work? And so I never gave up. I kept feeling, nope, this is something I'm going to do. I'm going to get in touch with him. I'm going to reach out to him. And sure enough, I did. And Dr. Julie Beischel came up to my house, and we had a nice conversation. And I said, well, I just have a question for you. I want to tell you something that, you know, can you just pass this along to Gary that I connected, you know, with Susie Smith's book, and that I have a message for Gary that, you know, Susie Smith's codes. And I went on to explain my codes, and she just has this big smile. She's like, can I interrupt you? And I'm like, why does she want to interrupt me? And she's like, and she's smiling at me. I'm like, why is she smiling? And she's like, Deborah, Susie Smith has passed, but she is the founder of our Human Energy Lab, where we study mediums. And mm-hmm. she told us that mediums would come to us, the ones that we need to use, and say they have a message for them. And I was like, what? And so hear that push, that drive, that I got to do this.
I love this, Deborah, because my regular listeners will know that I told the exact same story when Gary Schwartz was my guest a few weeks ago, because Susie brought us together as well. She's a pusher. So that's key number one, everybody. When you feel this nudge that you just can't let it go, you're supposed to do something. You may not sense somebody like Deborah and I sense Susie, but there is likely somebody across the veil pushing you, even if you don't know who it is.
Well, I didn't even know it was Susie pushing me. That's it. Just like, but even though I was a medium, I was wanting to be tested. I wasn't feeling like, oh, I don't know if I'm good or bad. I'm just reading these books and I have this message and I want to be tested at your lab. And they came up because I said I had this message, and they knew it was Susie. And when I found out, that was my aha moment. Oh, okay. And of course, then I was able to be tested in their lab. So yes, that becomes your aha moment. And like you say, these little nudges, it's this strong intuition that you have, this knowing that I have to do this, but I don't understand why. Like, this isn't something that I normally would do. I'm not a pushy person. I don't really feel like I really want to do this, but I have to walk through this door and let's see what it brings me. that's when your loved ones are guiding you and pushing you and saying, yes, 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 go. Now,
and if I may interrupt, Deborah, it's really important for all of you that may be new to this to understand that it's always a positive push, and it's always for the betterment of you or the whole someone else. So this is a very positive thing. When Deborah says, yes, 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 that's what she means.
Yes, it is. Now, and there's times where all of a sudden I'll feel, okay, I'm going to trust. I'll go through both, you know, I'll go through every door and one door will close. And I'll be like, well, why did that happen? I didn't think that was going to happen. But I trusted that they know what's best for me, that if that door closes, something else is going to happen. And, you know, a week, a month later, I see the blessing out of it. So that's the other way of looking at it too, that if you let the control go and you ask spirit to guide you, you know, I need to see a doctor, let's say, and I'm recommending three. Which one should I see? Can you guide me which one? Well, I really think it's the first one. Well, you try getting through to the first one and they don't have appointments and they can't see you in time. And you're like, really? Trust that. That's saying no, go to number one or two. If you place them in spirit's hands, they're going to show you. They're going to open or close those doors. So that's when you have to now have the trust to say, okay, I know that I'm in the right hands because of how it happens. And then when the right one comes, it seems effortless. You know, like everything just seems to happen so easily. It's like, oh, wow, that was easy. Then you have to go, why was that easy? I would imagine my loved one on the other side made that happen for me. And that's how we know that it's our loved one speaking to us. So sometimes, because I can hear them, they might be laughing out loud at me. And I'll be like, what are you laughing at? And they might be saying, well, you shouldn't be using that knife in the kitchen. I'll go, but I want that knife. And I'll argue with them. Like, I want to use that knife. And they'll say, no, you're not supposed to use that knife. And they're laughing at me because they know that I'm going to put that knife down and go get the one that they want eventually because it's not working right. So, you know, when we have the ability to really hear them, sometimes they can joke around with us as well. But if you don't have that ability, then you need to trust, you know, these little nudges like we're saying and allow them, you know, talk to them, give, you know, start to have a direct connection, put things in their hands and watch how they unfold. And just one time at, you know, as you do it, it'll get easier and easier and easier to see how spirit's working with you.
So how do people know that it's their loved ones or their guides speaking to them and it's not just their own thoughts?
Okay. So this is how I put it to the test. I took a client once that was here, their loved one. I was doing a group session, and in the group, her sister told me, you need to take my sister shopping. I'm like, what?
And I'm saying, the sister in spirit said this.
Yeah, the sister in spirit told me that I need to take her sister that's sitting in this group shopping the next day.
Oh, you personally were supposed to go shopping with her.
Yeah, I was personally going to go shopping
interesting.
With her. And I was supposed to take her to Nordstrom's.
Oh, good.
And not only Nordstrom's, but the Rack. So she's very specific. Well, I found out that that was the last place and the last thing they did as sisters.
Oh, nice.
They went shopping at Nordstrom Rack. So I paid attention. I said, okay, I want her to learn how to shop with me. And I want her to learn that it's me coming through. And I said, okay. So I said, what are we on the mission for? And she goes, I want to go shop for a watch. And I said, okay. So we sat in the car before we were walking into the Nordstrom Rack. And then we said, all right, to her sister, guide us to the right watch. And she goes, how am I going to know? And I go, just watch the process.
So this is the sister who's in physical form is now with you, and she's asking, how am I going to know? So you're kind of doing some teaching and tuning in at the same time.
Exactly. So cool. I'm saying, But I'm watching her. I'm not mm-hmm. going to guide her and tell her. So I'm saying, mm-hmm. you're going to just know. So we go up to the watch counter. And the lady goes, she goes, wow, there's a lot of watches. Yeah, we got a lot in just today. And I start smiling. Of course we did. Mm-hmm. And so she looks and she immediately, out of 50 watches, was drawn just to one. And she goes, that's the one. And so she holds it. And I said, well, how do you know that's the one? She goes, I just feel it. And I said, I want you to pick another one. So she takes another one and she holds it. And she doesn't have that same feeling. She doesn't have that connection with that watch. So she puts the other one back and the lady goes, I'll hold that for you at the front of the register. And she goes, she was so panicked to let that watch go because she thought, well, what if somebody took it? She knew that that was hers from her sister that put it there, that she was so frightened now to let it go. But I said, no, now we're going to move on and let's go see if we can buy you some boots. She tells me you need boots. She goes, how'd you know I wanted boots? I almost bought a pair of boots before the session yesterday. And so we went on with our day, and that's how she felt it. It was so strong, like we're talking about that knowing.
Yeah. This is what I want all of you who are not familiar with working this way to try and get used to doing, because it's this inner knowing, a combination of clairsentience and claircognizant. That's how your loved ones are connecting with you, right through the heart.
Right through the heart. It could be as simple as, oh, I need a new lipstick. All right, Mom loves lipstick. She's good on the other side. Let's ask Mom to help us with the lipstick. And you might say, well, Mom was a little brighter than I was. But okay, we go to the makeup counter, and all of a sudden the lady that's going to help you just knows everything that's just right for you and picks out that right lipstick. And you feel that that's the one by the way she's speaking, because Mom is speaking through her.
And this would sound crazy to skeptics, and they wouldn't understand it. But once you start asking for these experiences, there's this knowing that comes from that nobody can take away from you.
It's so strong within you. It's kind of like when you have a knowing that something's going to happen. Right? You feel like, oh, I just feel so positive. I'm going to get that job tomorrow. You know, like I feel so good, or I'm going to purchase that car tomorrow. And and I know the one in the right color is going to be there. You just have that strong feeling. Is that you thinking that? Is it spirit giving you that? And, you know, sometimes it's that strong knowing within us that we can't deny, because it's deep within our core. Like we can't question it. We just know it. That's when you know it's spirit helping you and guiding you. Give them the credit, because sometimes they're on the other side going, oh, that one she didn't get. Oh, try again next time. And they're like, how many more times so she understands? And so that's why we try to give you the tools to see what they can do. And they can do, you know, pretty much anything. I always say, start simple. You know, people claim they find, you know, coins, dimes, quarters, pennies. Start simple. If you find a penny, go, oh, well, that's a coincidence. I found a penny there. All right. Well, then put your loved one to a test and say, well, today I put you to the test to give me 3 pennies by the time I'm done shopping. And sure enough, there'll be 3 pennies that you find, and you better then give the credit to your loved one and not question it.
And let's make a very good point. Let's not make it too hard. Remember how they're helping us from across the veil. So that's a good one. That's pushing the envelope, but you wouldn't want to make it something that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very simple. And so it's like, you might go, oh, get to your car and go, I only found 2. And then sure enough, you open your car and there's one sitting on the seat. Right?
Oh, I've heard these stories and they blow your mind. I mean, we were talking about Lynette earlier. I won't tell you where she was when this happened, but a coin just fell down from above, inside, just fell down right in front of her from her husband who had passed.
A miracle comes in so many forms, but I feel a miracle is when you don't lose hope. And when someone loses hope, I feel they they've lost everything. They don't have anything. And so the simple act of giving someone hope is a miracle in itself.
I definitely agree with that. Mine's a little bit of a different take. I mean, we can give words many definitions. I just say it's when the two worlds, the physical world and the non-physical world, come together in such a way that we can't deny it.
Well, so, that is exactly how I feel, too, where you can't deny it. The proof is right there. It becomes undeniable. I always say that in my healing sessions is the words that come through and the energy that one feels is undeniable. So thank you for sharing that. That was beautiful. I was
Your book, Proof of Miracles, due out any day now, is truly filled with stories and photos, like you said. And it just that's the kind of thing that does give us hope. And then you go from hope to knowing. Any other tools you want to share with us about how to connect with our loved ones?
I do. There's one special tool. Okay, so like in my healing sessions, I have visions, right? So those visions we create are created for me to bring our loved one through. So I would say create a space, a vision of where you want to meet your loved one. Is it under a tree? Is it sitting on a bench? Is it in your room? And then create a time. Every Sunday at 1 o'clock, I'm going to meet you on the bench that overlooks the pond. And maybe you don't have a bench that overlooks the pond, but you're creating that bench in that pond in your mind of where you want to meet. Now your loved one is going to meet you there. You already created a space to meet. So now you're going to meet in this space. Now bring their picture into this space with you. So it's like a meditation. You're going to close your eyes and you're going to try to see them with your eyes closed. And when you can't, you can open your eyes and see their face by their picture. Okay, now I'll close my eyes and see if I see them again. And then bring that space of, I'm sitting on that bench, I'm looking over that water, and look next to you and feel. You might not see them, you might just feel them. You might feel that love that just flows through you. Create that tool, create that time, and do it like once a week. Eventually it gets easier and easier and easier, and you'll have your own direct connect. If they have a hard time with this, I did create a meditation CD called the Reconnection Imagery Meditation, where I guide them in the same way, but through there's music and me voicing what they should see. So
nice.
They can do it themselves, but if they feel they need a little help, they can get this on my website as well.
Which is goldenmiracles.com.
Thank you.
I have to ask where that golden comes from.
You know, many years ago, I asked what should it mean? And they said golden miracles. And I never knew that it would have a connection with now to the miracles that are happening. And the golden, you know, we touched with that light. Light is golden. It's pure. It's love. And it combines. And so this was years and years ago, and it just all feeds together. I feel when we do readings as mediums, that's healing too. So it's all combined. So thank you.
No doubt. Yeah. So we still have a nice like 9 minutes left to go.
Okay.
What do you want to share with people? What's the most important thing? Because I have a list of things I want to ask you, but where do you want to go now in the discussion?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are struggling out there, whether it's financially, whether it's spiritually, whether it's physically. And we start to feel like, you know, why do I have to go through such tough times? And I always look at my tough times as, what lesson am I going to learn out of it? What blessing is going to come from it? So if I know that there's a blessing waiting for me, I know I can continue to keep walking through to get to that blessing, to get to that light. So that's why I always say, look and see, you know, the lesson you might not learn till after you see the blessing, Sometimes you learn it during. It changes you. It shifts you. It alters you into who you weren't before. These changes that can be so detrimental and hurtful and painful, they change you. But let's change to the positive. Let's see the lesson. You know, I was in two major car wrecks, and I always say, got the lesson, don't need a third. I don't want a third one on that. And so it's like, I really believe that everything we go through teaches us. It molds us in who we are. And so no matter what you're going through, don't lose hope. Know your loved ones are always with you, watching you, loving you, protecting you, walking with you. And keep going through whatever that is, no matter if you have to scrape yourself up off the floor. I mean, I hear people that are suicidal that goes, oh, I don't know if I can do it anymore. Well, go look in the mirror and just smile. No matter how hard it is, smile. Because that smile will help you get through, because tomorrow's a new day and you made it one more day forward to seeing that blessing and to learning that lesson and to having that hope again.
I tell people that my prayer is, may my lessons be as painless as possible, because they do often come with pain, but it doesn't have to be, you know, drag you to your knees painful, but it's that seeing the silver lining, isn't it?
It truly is. You know, I used to see like car wrecks, like for my children when they were driving, like, oh, everybody be careful. I see a car accident happening. I'd get these premonitions, and then they'd be fender bumpers, because I'd say what you say, can the lesson just be small? And then they'd be like, well, you were right, but it was just a fender bender. I go, that's because I changed it with the thoughts.
Yeah.
Because our thoughts are so powerful, right?
They really are.
We need to keep our positive thinking as much as you can throughout your process of whatever you're going through that's difficult. Positive thoughts really, really help. It raises that vibration and it keeps your brain, you know, your body, mind, and soul more balanced.
You know, Deborah, you spoke in the first half about how you tune into the frequency of your clients, those you're working with for healings, and that everybody's is unique. And I teach folks that that's your particular ringtone. And that ringtone is determined how sweet it is or how perhaps not so sweet by those thoughts that we're talking about. Would you agree?
I do agree. I do. And I think some of us, you know, I'll talk about root issues. Some of us will find out maybe why this was caused. And sometimes there isn't a root issue, that it is what it is. And we have what we have, and we need to walk through and feel the love, because we all are deserving of being healed, and we all are deserving to receive that love. You are so loved, and by the universe, by spirit, by your highest divine, and you're so deserving to receiving all that you deserve, whatever that is that you want. So many people have a hard time thinking, well, why did I deserve to be healed? I'm old. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you be deserved to be healed? We love you. And when I do my sessions, it is so about love. Like, I feel like I've known them, and I love them like they're my family. And when I feel that presence, that higher source presence enter the room, I'm crying. They're crying when they listen to it. You can't deny the presence of love that enters the room, because it just engulfs you. And that's what I want everybody to feel. I want them to feel and know that they're loved, and just to surround their heart and allow that love to go through them, because that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for.
It is. And it sounds Pollyanna to people who have not been diving into the metaphysical topics that we're talking about here. But when you were speaking in the first half about this energy that you're tuning into, and I was just about to ask you, what is this energy? I know what it is, and you answered it without me even asking. Are you psychic or something? And you said, this energy is love. And for those of you who don't understand it, love is the absence of separation. And just like Fleetwood Mac said, we're drowning in the sea of love. That's the very background, the foundation of everything.
It is. It is everything. It's the one thing that we can take us when we leave. It's the one thing that we can connect with our loved ones still, that love never dies. And that's why we should live and do everything out of love. When you do that, you'll have no regrets.
And everybody that's been listening to Deborah Martin from goldenmiracles.com for this whole hour, if you can definitely feel the love, and what a blessing it is that you've been gifted with this ability to harness that love to heal others.
Thank you. You know, I feel so blessed, and I am honored with each and every person that I have the opportunity to do a healing with, because I feel they're all guided to me by spirit, by their loved ones. I really feel that those are the ones that come to me. I trust the process of it, but I am on my hands and knees with gratitude for each and every one that comes my way, because I don't take this lightly, and I just feel so blessed with this gift that I give 100% of myself each and every time.
No doubt about that, because you take on the other people's pain, but as a way of healing, knowing that it's all temporary. What is eternal is love. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Deborah Martin, you can find more information about her at goldenmiracles.com. And please keep your eye on Amazon for her new book, Proof of Miracles. She has several books, and all of them are filled with this same love you shared with us this hour. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Hi, I'm Jane Asher, and I believe, and from what I've been shown, that when our loved ones die, they don't really leave. They just slip into the next room. On my podcast, I explore the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth, and what follows when we do die. I speak with authors, friends, transition specialists, and other experts about every facet of death, dying, grief, hospice care, cultural traditions, and also our beliefs about that final journey and what we may end up facing. Please join me on The Next Room on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.